So, are you ready to take part in the Rock Paper Azure Challenge? This is Jim O'Neill, one of the developer evangelists who have been working to put this activity together. You'll hear from my colleagues in some additional screencasts, but for now I'm going to walk you through the first steps to participating in the Rock Paper Azure Challenge, getting your Windows Azure account. Let's get started. As you'll soon learn, your part of the contest involves working with a bot lab, your own personal ASP.NET MVC application, to privately test your implementation of a bot, which is an assembly that incorporates logic that you write to play the childhood game of rock, paper, scissors, with a few twists. BotLab runs as a cloud application, and you'll do a lot of testing and development on your local machine using the Azure Cloud Emulator. At some point, though, when you're ready to enter the challenge, you'll need to deploy your application to Windows Azure proper. If you don't already have access to Windows Azure, say via MSDN or BizSpark entitlements, the easiest and quickest way to remedy that is to sign up for a Windows Azure Platform trial account. And that's what I'll lead you through next. The Windows Azure Platform trial account gives you a free monthly allotment of compute, storage, and other Windows Azure services for a period of 3 months. As long as you stay within the allocation shown here, you will incur no charges. And for Rock Paper Azure, your use of these services will fall far below these limits. If you exceed the monthly allocations or continue using the account after 90 days, you'll be charged for those extra services you do use, however. Don't worry though, as your account nears the end of this trial period, you will receive plenty of notification and you can remove services and delete your stored data to avoid charges. Let's get started setting up your account. As you can see from the slide, we have an easy-to-remember link to get you to the sign-in process. That link brings you to the Windows Azure Trial landing page. Click the Get Free Trial button there, and you'll be asked to sign in with your LiveID account. Each Windows Azure account is tied to a LiveID. And if you don't have one yet, you can take care of that as well right from this page. In my case, I'm already set, so I'll sign in now. I've now been redirected to the Microsoft Online Customer Portal, where all my online services provisioning is managed. Some of the information is already populated based on my LiveID profile, and I'll supply the other required information now. If your profile is already complete, you won't see this screen. Next, you're led to the legalese for the trial offer, which you should read, of course, before agreeing to the terms by clicking the checkbox below. Note there's a rate plan link as well, which will take you to a page detailing exactly what free services are included in the offer and what the pay-as-you-go charges are should you exceed the 90-day allotment. Rock Paper Azure uses only one extra small compute instance and a minuscule amount of bandwidth, so there's plenty of room to explore the other aspects of Windows Azure with your own examples, or perhaps using the training kit materials available on MSDN. The next step is to provide a credit card and billing information. Once you've submitted the credit card information, you'll see a screen asking you for a secondary verification that you do indeed want to create this account. There are a couple ways to do so. Via text message is the easiest, if you have a mobile device handy, of course. Alternatively, you can call the number listed on the right to verify. If you do use the mobile option, you'll need to specify your mobile device number, of course. Within a few moments, you should receive a text with the verification code to enter into the field on this page. That's all you need to authorize the account, so press Done and you'll go right into the Windows Azure Management Portal for your new account. Here you'll be able to take advantage of all the Windows Azure services, including participating in the Rock Paper Azure Challenge. Be sure to view the other short screencasts at http://rockpaperazure.com to see how to utilize your new account to participate in this online challenge. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.